Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I'm Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 23,000 crore rupees from Vashim in Maharashtra. Also releases 18th installment of PM Kisan scheme. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan during SCO summit. 36.69% voter turnout recorded in Haryana Assembly polls till 1 p.m. Two terrorists killed as security forces foil infiltration bid in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. American and British military forces launch coordinated strikes on more than a dozen Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. And in ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia to clash with Sri Lanka, England to face Bangladesh in Sharjah today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launched multiple development projects worth around 23,300 crore rupees from Vashim in Maharashtra today. These projects are related to agricultural and animal husbandry sectors. Mr. Modi also released the 18th installment of the PM Kisan scheme. Speaking on the occasion, he said over 9.4 crore farmers across the country received direct financial benefits amounting to more than 20,000 crore rupees.
पीएम किसान सम्मान निधि की 18वीं किस्त जारी करने का अवसर मिला। देश के 9.5 करोड़ किसानों के खातों में आज 20,000 करोड़ रुपए ट्रांसफर किए गए हैं। महाराष्ट्र की डबल इंजन की सरकार तो यहाँ के किसानों को डबल फायदा पहुंचा रही है। नमो शेतकारी महासम्मान योजना के तहत महाराष्ट्र के 90 लाख से ज्यादा किसानों को करीब 1900 करोड़ रुपए दिए गए हैं। आज कृषि पशुपालन और किसान उत्पाद संघ एफपीओ से जुड़े सैकड़ों करोड़ रुपए के प्रोजेक्ट भी जनता को समर्पित किए गए हैं।
यूनियन एग्रीकल्चर मिनिस्टर शिवराज सिंह चौहान, चीफ मिनिस्टर एकनाथ शिंदे अलॉन्ग विद अदर डिग्निटरीज आर प्रेजेंट ऑन द ओकेजन। द प्राइम मिनिस्टर इनॉग्रेटेड द बंजारा विरासत म्यूजियम इन पोहरा देवी एट वाशिम इन महाराष्ट्र, सेलिब्रेटिंग द रिच हेरिटेज ऑफ द बंजारा कम्युनिटी। The four-story museum has 13 galleries depicting the Banjara legacy through the portraits of Banjara community leaders and Banjara movement. On this occasion, Mr. Modi highlighted the steps taken by the government for the welfare of the Banjara community.
NDA ki Kendra Sarkar ne hi Gumantu Ardh Gumantu samudaya ke liye Kalyan Board ka gathan bhi kiya hai. Is samaj ke sanskrutik pehchan ko sahi samman mile, is disha mein bhi BJP Sarkar और एनडीए सरकारें लगातार काम कर रही है। विकास की गति तेज करने के लिए यहाँ राज्य सरकार ने संत सेवालाल महाराज बंजारा तांडा समृद्धि अभियान भी चलाया है।
After his arrival in Vashim, Mr. Modi also paid floral tribute to the memorial of Sant Sevalal Maharaj and Sant Ram Rao Maharaj, the spiritual leaders of the Banjara community. The Prime Minister also performed darshan and puja at Jagdamba Temple in Pohara Devi in Vashim. During his day-long visit to Maharashtra, Mr. Modi will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of key metro and road projects in Thane this evening. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan at the upcoming Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit in Islamabad on 15th and 16th October. He interacted with the media while attending the Sardar Patel Lecture on Governance organized by IC Center for Governance in New Delhi today. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that his participation would be focused on the multilateral nature of the event.
I am scheduled to go to Pakistan meeting of the SCO heads of government. It will be for a multilateral event. I mean, I'm not going there to discuss India-Pakistan relations. I'm going there to be a good member of the SCO.
Dr. Jaishankar pointed out that the SAARC is not progressing because meetings have not been held in recent years. He said this is due to one member engaging in cross-border terrorism against at least one other member. He stressed that the situation makes it difficult for SAARC to function normally. He remarked that terrorism is something which is unacceptable, noting that if one of the neighbors continues to do it, there cannot be business as usual in SAARC. Speaking at the event, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted Sardar Patel's historical stance against involving the United Nations in disputes, particularly concerning Jammu and Kashmir, arguing that such actions could allow the external powers to manipulate the situation. He noted that Patel believed it was more effective to address issues directly with Pakistan rather than through the international frameworks. He highlighted that like any other neighbor, India would like to have good relations with Pakistan, but not by overlooking cross-border terrorism. Reflecting on Patel's pragmatic approach, he underscored the importance of realism as the foundation of India's foreign policy. In Jammu and Kashmir, two terrorists were killed as security forces foiled an infiltration bid in North Kashmir's Kupwara district. Srinagar-based Chinar Corps, in a social media post, said that on an intelligence input about an infiltration attempt, a joint operation by the Indian Army and JNK police was launched at Gugaldhar in Kupwara yesterday. The vigilant troops spotted suspicious activity in the area, which led to the exchange of firing with the terrorists. The defense authority said that the troops, however, carried out retaliatory fire effectively that resulted in the elimination of the two terrorists. In the operation, warlike stores have also been recovered by the security forces. Meanwhile, the search operation in the area was underway when the reports last came in. Details are awaited. The National Investigation Agency is carrying out searches at 22 locations in Jammu and Kashmir, Uttar Pradesh, Assam and Delhi. The search operations are ongoing in connection with the case related to activities of terrorist group Jaish-e-Mohammed. In Chhattisgarh, police have recovered bodies of three more Maoists from the encounter site. The number of Maoists killed in the encounter with security forces in Abujmar area yesterday has risen to 31. Inspector General of Police, Bastar Range, Sundar Raj Patalingam, said that heavy arms and ammunition have also been recovered.
एक जवान इस मुठभेड़ के दौरान उनका मामूली इंजरी हुआ है उसका भी इवैक्यूएशन करके उनका ट्रीटमेंट जारी है उनकी स्थिति खतरे से बाहर और सामान्य है महोदयों का भी और क्या कुछ नुकसान हुआ उसका आंकलन की जा रही है अभी हमारे पास 31 डेड बॉडी रिकवर की गई थी और सर्चिंग में और कुछ घायल महोदय या डेड बॉडी मिलेगी तो उसका हम अपडेट करेंगे.
The exchange of fire took place in the forest of Nendur Thulthali on the border of Narayanpur and Dantewada districts yesterday when a joint team of District Reserve Guard and Special Task Force was conducting a search operation in the area after receiving information about the presence of Maoists in the area. Security personnel have recovered LMG, AK-47 and self-loading rifle along with many other weapons from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Haryana, voting is underway for the single-phase assembly election in 90 constituencies. 36.69% voter turnout was recorded till 1 p.m. The polling, which began at 7 in the morning, will conclude at 6 in the evening. Over 2 crore 3 lakh voters will decide the fate of 1,031 candidates. A total of 20,632 polling stations have been set up across the state. Chief Electoral Officer of the state, Pankaj Agarwal, said adequate security arrangements have been made at all polling stations along with the webcasting facility to ensure free, fair and smooth voting. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has called upon people to cast their votes in record numbers and be a part of this festival of democracy. In a social media post, Mr. Modi extended best wishes to all the young voters in the state who are going to exercise their franchise for the first time. Now we go over live to our correspondent Suparna Saikia, who's in a booth at Gurgaon constituency. Suparna, please give us the latest updates.
Yes, Naresh, I'm here at DPSG school in Sector 43. As per latest data, 27.70% voting has been recorded in Gurgaon district till 1 p.m. The district comprises four assembly constituencies of Patodi, Badshahpur, Sona and Gurgaon. Patodi has witnessed 30.40% voting till 1 p.m. Badshahpur has seen 26.80% voting and Sona has recorded 28% polling. The poll percentage in Gurgaon is 27% till 1 p.m. This district In this district, there are 41,000 first-time voters. It also has 20,000 voters above the age of 85 years of age. To ensure peaceful voting, 12 static surveillance teams and 20 flying squad teams have been deployed in the field. The district administration has involved NCC and NSS volunteers to provide assistance at every polling center. Besides this, police, paramilitary forces and administrative officers have been deployed at 200 sensitive polling booths. Some of the key issues of Haryana Assembly polls this time include farmers' protest and demand for MSP, the Agnipath scheme, unemployment and job creation and anti-incumbency. Naresh.
Suparna, thank you for sharing that update. Now, our correspondent Anupam Mishra joins us from Faridabad district. Anupam, please tell us how voting is progressing there.
Yes, Naresh, we are at Badkhal Assembly constituency in Faridabad district. Voting is underway here, and new voters, women voters and senior citizens are coming in large numbers to exercise their franchise for Haryana Assembly polls. Last time, Haryana had registered 68% voting, and election commission officials have expressed confidence that this time people in the state will break their record. Naresh, if we talk about prominent candidates in there, he is Moolchand Sharma of BJP, who is minister in Haryana government contesting in Ballabgarh. Former Congress MLA Sardar Rathod contesting in the seat as independent. Congress candidate is Parag Sharma in the seat. State Congress Chief Uday Bhan is trying his luck from Hotel constituency in the neighboring Palwal district. He is facing Harendra Singh Ramratan of BJP and Satwit Tamara of JJP. Naresh.
Anupam, thank you for that update. The BJP would start releasing the five key points of its manifesto for the upcoming assembly election in Jharkhand from today. Talking to reporters in Ranchi, Jharkhand Assembly Election Co-in-Charge and Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma said the party manifesto would be released in a phased manner. Mr. Sarma said, secondly, the party will release 25 points manifesto in view of the 25 years of the creation of Jharkhand state.
मैनिफेस्टो को थ्री भाग में डिवाइड किया हूँ. पहला जो पांच हम लोग रखेगा ये पांच प्राण है. फिर 25 बिंदु हम आप लोगों का सामने लेके आएगा. झारखंड का 25 साल हुए है. 25 तो मुद्दा झारखंड का विकास के लिए करना चाहूंगा. फिर फाइनल मैनिफेस्टो आएगा. जो मैनिफेस्टो में 150 बिंदु रहेगा, किस लिए? भगवान बिरसा मुंडा जी का भी 150 जयंती है.
Elections to the 81-member Jharkhand Assembly are due later this year. American and British military forces have launched coordinated strikes on more than a dozen Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. The strikes were carried out by military aircraft and naval ships hitting Houthi strongholds across five key areas. According to the U.S. officials, the attacks targeted key weapon systems, military bases, and other infrastructure utilized by the Iranian-backed armed group. This development marks a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict in Yemen, where Houthi forces have been engaged in a protracted civil war since 2014. Moving on to sports, in the Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, today Australia will face Sri Lanka in a Group A match starting at 3:30 p.m. In the second match, England will take on Bangladesh in a Group B fixture at 7:30 this evening. Both matches will be held in Sharjah. In shooting, Indian pistol shooter Devanshi secured her second individual gold in the women's 25-meter standard pistol event, leading a remarkable clean sweep in the event at the ISSF Junior World Championship in Peru. In the corresponding men's event, Suraj Sharma also won the gold in the junior men's standard pistol, as Mukesh Nelavalli, who already has four gold medals in the competition, settled for bronze in this game. India remained at the top of the medals tally with a total of 21 medals, which included 13 gold, 2 silver and 6 bronze. Now, before we end the bulletin, here are the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi launches multiple development projects worth over 23,000 crore rupees from Vashim in Maharashtra. Also releases 18th installment of PM Kisan scheme. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar says India will not engage in discussions regarding its relations with Pakistan during the SCO summit. 36.69% voter turnout recorded in Haryana Assembly polls till 1 p.m. Two terrorists killed as security forces foil infiltration bid in Kupwara district of Jammu and Kashmir. American and British military forces launched coordinated strikes on more than a dozen Houthi-controlled sites in Yemen. And in ICC Women's T20 Cricket World Cup, Australia to clash with Sri Lanka, England to face Bangladesh in Sharjah today. And with that, we end the midday news.